You're listening to a Quintet Private Bank podcast. This series covers our newly released Counterpoint 2022.
Hi everyone, I'm Maria Shum, Head of Corporate Communications in the UK and your host for today's podcast. In this episode, Quintet colleagues Kenny Warnock and Henrik Drusberg will discuss our fifth and final conviction call for 2022. The fifth call for the year looks at how technological advances could boost productivity and disrupt sectors today and in the post-pandemic world. Can you put these technology-led trends in global perspective?
Hi, Maria. There are three key trends gaining momentum, turbocharged by the pandemic. First, research and development spending is rising, especially in disruptive technologies. Second, we're seeing expanding capital investment, particularly in intellectual property, greener solutions, and infrastructure. And third, faster productivity is spreading across countries and sectors.
And how will this impact global growth?
Well, we believe that improvements in higher productivity segments of the economy, supported by developments in digitalization, artificial intelligence, e-commerce, and remote computing, have the potential to boost overall growth. A key factor will be the rising importance of intangible assets such as software, data, R&D, financial innovation, and networks.
Let me also add that many sectors could benefit from digitalization trends that have been accelerated by the pandemic, such as video conferencing and consumers shifting to e-commerce, which I'm sure many of our listeners will have noticed. At the same time, artificial intelligence is also making rapid progress. Technological innovation is driving the generation and the spread of new ideas. The resulting productivity gains may be hard to see at first, but they could generate faster structural growth and help change the way goods and services are produced and consumed. Faster capital accumulation is also driving physical and digital capital expenditure, in turn boosting many areas like automation, with the use of robots spreading in factories and warehouses at a faster and faster pace.
Thank you. And what do these trends mean for markets?
We expect public and private firms and investment themes at the intersection of all this innovation to benefit from these drivers. We know an asset's value comes from a company's earnings power. We also know that valuations relying mainly on company accounts treat many intangibles like expenses. But if they can generate future cash flows and are what makes companies what they are in their eyes of their customers, earnings and book value may be understated.
So there are two key points for investors. First, intangible assets aren't just about digitalization and technology, but they're also about intellectual property, networks, design, relationships, and other factors not included in statistics. Second, in today's service-led economies, what makes companies valuable isn't just physical ownership, but increasingly the value in intangibles that makes them unique.
So do we need to redefine what we mean by value?
So our view is that market volatility is driven by investors constantly re-evaluating asset prices against intrinsic values based on a firm's earnings power. This calculation relies mainly on company accounts. But if a significant proportion of costs includes spending on intangibles to generate future cash flows, such as advertising or R&D, the company may be undervalued.
Intangibles can be used repeatedly and are often characterized by network effects. The more they are used, the more useful and cheaper they become to other customers. Therefore, industries become dominated by big players. They also tend to generate bigger synergies than tangible assets. And with increasing economies of scale, a firm that rises quickly may often keep on rising as ideas multiply in value when they are combined with each other.
Thank you so much for these insights, and thank you, our audience, for listening. Keep an eye out for our next episode. To discover Quintet's full Counterpoint 2022, please visit our website at quintet.com/counterpoint. This podcast is provided by Quintet for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. Investing puts your capital at risk.